someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
James Baldwin once said, "The challenge is in the moment. The time is always now." We believe that at Howard University. This year on March 2nd, we will turn 150 years old. We are celebrating a century and a half of preparing generations to change the world with the urgency of now. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and joining me on the journey to reflect on our plans to honor our storied past, our strong present, and our promising future are the co-chairs of the Sesquicentennial Committee, Law School Dean Daniel Holly Walker, and Howard's Senior Advisor for Strategic Initiatives and Student Ombudsman, Howard alum Calvin Hadley. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we've spoken before about the fact that this is obviously an historic moment for the university, which is always an opportunity to take a bit of a pause and reflect, and also obviously to look forward, to appreciate where we are today. With that in mind, I think to set the stage, maybe Dean, since we last spoke and now that the plans have started to take shape, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about just the feel of the 150th and what you see and want people to take away from it?
Yeah, we are right now, I think we've seen an extraordinary effort from students, faculty, staff. So that's the first thing, is this is just an opportunity for our entire community to come together around this event. You'll see fantastic signs all around the university that celebrate the theme, the time is always now. We just launched our website, 150.howard.edu, and we also have a social media campaign called The Journey to 150. So all of that is really giving us an opportunity to see people all over the country celebrate Howard's legacy and our future.
One of the great things is that this is an opportunity not for the committee to celebrate, but for everybody that's ever been influenced by Howard and everybody that will be influenced by Howard to celebrate our big anniversary.
So let's start with the website. Tell me a little bit about what people can expect when they go to the website, which is www.150.howard.edu.
Sure. Well, we wanted to make the website interactive. So there are a few things that we are offering for our community. The first is that we are recruiting, are soliciting events. So people from around the community, again, alum, staff, students, faculty, as well as people from outside of the community, get a chance to submit event requests to us through the website portal. So as you log onto the website, you'll see an events tab, and that will send you to a page that will give you an overview of what we already have planned, and it will also give you the opportunity to submit your own event request. We also, as Dean Holly Walker mentioned, have a phenomenal campaign called 150 Years at Howard University. And one of the things that we're doing with that is allowing people to send in their personal experiences with Howard. So alum, tell me about your experience about Howard. How has Howard influenced your life? And what does Howard University mean to you? So when you take a look at the website, you'll really see a cross-generational display of what Howard University has meant to the university. You'll also be able to stay up to date with the various events that are continually being approved. So we're accepting events on a rolling basis and approving them on a rolling basis. And we're going to be doing this through the academic year. So we're actually going to be celebrating from January until December. And you'll be able to go onto our website and really interact directly with the committee and really have a major impact on this sesquicentennial. So that, again, this is not just Dean Holly Walker and the committee and I, but really everybody participating in making this our event.
Okay, I mean, that sounds like quite an extensive menu of options for people to participate. So, Dean, looking at Charter Day in particular, opening convocation, which will take place on March 2nd, 2017, what is your call to the community in terms of their participation?
I think convocation is always very special, our Charter Day convocation, but of course this one will be really focused on that theme of the time is always now, but also this notion that we're celebrating our legacy, but also thinking very clearly about the future. I think one of the things that we've seen with everyone submitting things for Journey to 150 is the amazing impact that Howard has had, and I think having that ability to celebrate our impact and our impact around the world. So it's interesting that we have people around the world who want to be involved, and I'm looking forward to seeing what alumni organizations all over the country and around the world do on that day. So March 2nd is a day for us to really be together at the university through convocation and also the Charter Day Gala dinner, which will be the next night. But it's also an opportunity for the Howard community around the world to take March 2nd as a day of celebration everywhere.
And Howard alum Mark Mason will be the altar.
Yes.
For Charter Day. He is on our board of trustees presently, the chair of the investment committee, but he's also a very highly placed executive with Citigroup as well. So we're going to be very proud to have him home and have him lead the charge on that day. Now there's a museum event, Mr. Hadley, that will take place on the night of March 2nd. If you could elaborate a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So we are very, very, very excited to host an event at the Smithsonian Museum for African American History. We will be hosting the event on the evening of the 2nd. And as the committee started to think about things that would really signify our influence on the world, we thought about the unveiling of this new museum, and we thought about the immediate connection that the museum has with Howard University. Our band was there as the museum opened up. As you walk through the halls of the museum, you see Howard University's influence, past and present, throughout each of the exhibits. So for us, it was a no-brainer to attempt to work with the museum and have really an event to celebrate our history, and we're really looking forward to the event on the 2nd at the museum.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today, Mr. Calvin Hadley and Dean Daniel Holly Walker, the co-chairs of the Sesquicentennial Committee. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So the Charter Day dinner is obviously a fixture on our calendar every year. This year, obviously, will be extremely special as we celebrate the 150th. I'm responsible for taking the price up a bit, and I think appropriately so, as we try to fundraise. Given what has taken place on the national scene politically, and the fact that we have such a tie to the federal government, et cetera, Dean, what do you see as the challenge for Howard in terms of the next 150, this first part of the race of the next 150?
Yeah, the thing that I talk to alumni and friends of the university about is the need to invest in our institutions. And I think we want to move to a place where we have the kind of endowment and the kind of support, private support, even outside of tuition dollars, that really gives us the ability to chart our own independent course into the future. So I think this is a great moment, the Sesquicentennial, to remind our alumni and people who love our university and want to see our university continue to be the extraordinary light that it is in our country and in the rest of the world, to really invest. Because I think when we don't invest in our institutions, we see that we don't have the ability to really build those institutions even stronger than they are now. So that's what I've been emphasizing as I go around the country talking to alumni and to friends of the university, is this is the moment to commit to invest in our institutions. We can't depend on anyone else to do that for us. We really have to do it for ourselves.
Now, a Charter Day dinner will be different this year. We will not have any distinguished alum that we would identify, and the main reason for that is I think we have to just focus all our energies on celebrating the university. So with that in mind, Mr. Hadley, as you look to the future, what do you see for Howard University?
Well, as the student ombudsman, I get a chance again to interact with students every day. And one of the things that I find solace in is that I know that I'm touching the future, right? I know that as I'm working with the student who is a political science student, I'm potentially working with the future president of the country. So when I think about Howard and I think about the future of not just the United States, but also our community, I find great hope. And I want that to be displayed throughout this Sesquicentennial celebration. I think there are a number of prominent alum that everybody knows, names that are in all newspapers. But I think with this celebration, I want to make sure that we get a chance to celebrate everyone who has come through these halls and everybody who will come through these halls, not only the president, but the policymakers, the people who are behind the scenes doing that work as well. So again, I am here at Howard University because it's changed my life, and I'm here, and I'll continue to be here because it continues to change lives. And I think that this sesquicentennial celebration is a great time for us to reflect on how we have changed lives and to really spend time thinking about what that looks like in the future.
So Dean Holly Walker, let's just say I'm a School of Law grad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out in Wichita, Kansas.
Yes.
And I'm listening right now, and you are trying to get me to participate. And what exactly do you want me to do during the course of this year?
I really want people from around the country to try to come to D.C. on that day. I think it would be great for our alumni. We were out in California together, and we told alumni there, come. You know, that's the great thing about having Charter Day dinner, the traditional dinner on Friday, and having the event at the National Museum of African American History and Culture on Charter Day itself. This is a moment to return to the university, much like homecoming, so I would love for them to do that. If you can't, I hope that all of our alumni organize individual events in their own cities, and places where they are, get together, really celebrate your time at Howard, and also bring your neighbors and friends and talk to them about the history of Howard. This is a year, as we should all the time, but this is a year for us to really go out and teach and talk about what we've done in the past, and more importantly, the kind of foundational things that we do here at Howard that are important to building leadership and excellence and talking about service throughout our country and throughout the world.
And clearly, you want to hear the Bison Hood making lots of rumblings as they make
yes.
their way to D.C., so that's clear. Now, Mr. Hadley, as we talk about some of the national treasures and so on, given your experience as an alum, what are two or three of the things that stand out in your mind in terms of, as you articulate the significance of Howard, whether it's from historical figures or mentors, or for that matter, just when you describe how it changed your life, what exactly are you referring to in terms of what
sure.
what was that transformation like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've had the pleasure, this is my third time being on your show, and I think I've told my story all three times, so I won't dive very deep in it. But when I came to Howard University, my goal was to be the President of the United States, and that was really to impact the community. And what I learned at Howard University is that the journey is much, much more important than the vision, than the actual destination. At Howard University, I learned that I did not have to wait 30 years to become the president to change my community, but every day by interacting with people, helping to shape their minds and helping to take them to the next level, I can help change the world on a small scale. So at Howard University, I came in, small town guy, without a passport, never leaving really the Los Angeles area. And by the time I graduated from Howard, I lived in 12 countries, or I traveled to 12 countries. I lived in three countries, was able to interact with dignitaries and just people that I don't think that I would be able to interact with outside of the Howard University experience. So for me, again, when you hear me speak about Howard, you hear the passion, you hear the love, and that's because I truly don't believe that I am to who I am today without Howard University. And the beautiful thing is that there are people better than me coming through these halls every day. So it's an exciting, invigorating moment, and I want to share that excitement with the world.
So Charter Day opening convocation and the museum event will both take place on March 2nd, 2017. Charter Day dinner will occur on March 3rd, 2017. The website is www.150.howard.edu. And Dean Holly Walker, the theme is "The Time Is Always Now."
Yes.
So you close us out with what that means and how you want us to exemplify living in the moment.
I think what it means, and I think why it's perfect for our sesquicentennial theme, is that we build from our legacies. So the time was now for Thurgood Marshall and the civil rights lawyers to really pursue their mission to overturn segregation. The time is now for, you know, my law students to really go out and pursue things like ending voter suppression and other issues that are really important. And I think we see that throughout the university. We build on the things that we've already done, celebrating those things, but also knowing that our greatest days are ahead. And so that's why this notion that there's urgency, that there's an urgency in the moment, and that we have to seize this moment is what I think is going to be most resonant this year, that there's an urgency and that Howard is more relevant than ever and more important than ever for this country.
I have a deep, deep sense of gratitude to both of you. for taking on this task to co-chair the Sesquicentennial Committee. So I want to publicly thank both of you for the efforts that you've put in over the months, and I know the efforts that you'll be putting in the months to come. Thanks for being here. My guests today have been the co-chairs of the Sesquicentennial Committee, Mr. Calvin Hadley and Dean Daniel Holly Walker. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.